Greetings. This is the last of the Triduum special editions of Get Ready for Sunday from Corpus Christi Catholic Church in Tucson, Arizona. I'm Deacon Mark with Corpus Christi. We're going to be talking about the Easter Vigil for the next few minutes. Holy Saturday is intended to be a quiet day of prayer and reflection while we anticipate the final service, the apex of the sacred Triduum, the Easter Vigil. This vigil is the high point of the entire liturgical year. It is a commemoration of that moment when Jesus defeats sin and death and is resurrected into a new life. In normal non-pandemic times, there are four parts to the Easter Vigil, beginning with the service of light. In the service of light, the atmosphere of the church is very different. The holy water fonts have been drained as they have been for all of Lent. All the lights are out. The tabernacle is empty. The service begins outside the church, where the pastor will light a fire and bless it. This flame, piercing the darkness with its light, is a symbol of the moment of resurrection. The pastor then prepares the paschal candle to be used as a symbol of Christ's resurrection throughout the coming year. The pastor speaks the following words and marks the candle. Christ, yesterday and today. The beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. All time begins in him and all the ages. To him be glory and power through every age and forever. Amen. Then the pastor takes 5 grains of incense, sometimes cloves are used. He presses them into the candle in the form of a cross and says these words. By his holy and glorious wounds, may Christ the Lord guard us and protect us. Amen. The pastor then lights the paschal candle from the newly blessed fire, saying, May the light of Christ, rising in glory, dispel the darkness of our hearts and minds. A deacon or other assisting minister will take the candle and process into the church, followed by the entire community present. During the procession in the church, the candle will be elevated at 3 different spots along the way. A cantor will sing, Christ our light. And the congregation sings in reply, Thanks be to God. Everyone in the church receives light from the paschal candle onto their own candle. The procession and passing on of the flame continue until the whole church is bathed in candlelight. The congregation has enacted a remembrance of following the light of the risen Christ into the darkness of a broken world and transforming that darkness with this shared light. Next, the glorious Easter song of the Catholic Church, the Exultet, becomes the Easter proclamation. This magnificent hymn announces the dignity and meaning of the mystery of Easter. It tells of our sin, of God's mercy, and of the great love of the Redeemer for all humanity, admonishing us in turn to thank our Trinitarian God for all the graces that have been lavished upon us. During the Easter Vigil, 9 principal scripture readings are provided, 7 from the Old Testament and 2 from the New. Not all of the Old Testament selections are required to be read if time limits are a pastoral concern, but at least 3 must be, including a selection from the Book of Exodus. These readings track the wonderful salvific works of God for his people before the birth of Jesus. Catechumens who have been preparing to enter our community will be baptized at this service. The theme of baptism, water, is prevalent throughout most of the readings. We hear of water as essential to life, as protection, as source of refreshment, and instrument of cleansing. The Old Testament readings consist of 2 selections from the book of Genesis, 1 from Exodus, 2 from Isaiah, and 1 each from Baruch and Ezekiel. I won't go through them here, lest this turn into a full course on the Old Testament. After the Old Testament readings, the great Gloria prayer, which has been omitted all during Lent, is once again joyfully and exuberantly sung. This also is the point at which often all the lights of the church are turned on to banish any remaining darkness. Then we hear from Paul's letter to the Romans, arguably St. Paul's masterpiece among all his epistles. This passage is read every year at the vigil. Now, many find St. Paul difficult. Even St. Peter wrote that Paul was hard to understand. Paul was a Jewish Pharisee. Pharisees were proponents of the resurrection at the end of time. In Jewish scripture, there are frequent references to this age and the age to come. Once Paul came to be a follower of Jesus and became the apostle to the Gentiles, Paul believed that thanks to Jesus' death and resurrection, we now live simultaneously in both worlds, partially in the age to come, while still in the present age. It is through Christ that we are fully perfected in the age to come. A good way to understand St. Paul is to imagine two circles slightly overlapped. One circle represents the present age, and the second circle represents the age to come. The portion that overlaps is where we as believers exist, both in this world and supernaturally in the age to come, yet not fully with Jesus. Throughout his letters, Paul will mix his metaphors representing these two spheres. In this passage proclaimed at the vigil, you can clearly recognize this technique and, as well, see the very clear theme of baptism. A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, are you unaware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life. For if we have grown into union with him through a death like his, we shall also be united with him in the resurrection. We know that our old self was crucified with him, so that our sinful body might be done away with, that we might no longer be in slavery to sin. For a dead person has been absolved from sin. If then we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. We know that Christ, raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has power over him. As to his death, he died to sin once, and for all. As to his life, he lives for God. Consequently, you too must think of yourselves as being dead to sin and living for God in Christ Jesus. The Word of the Lord. Before the Gospel, we restore another exaltation that has been absent throughout the entirety of Lent. The congregation joyfully sings the Alleluia. While the Old Testament readings and the letter to Romans are the same at this vigil every year, the gospel account of the resurrection changes based on the liturgical cycle that the church is in. This year, we are reading Mark's resurrection account. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. Very early, when the sun had risen on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll back the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. On entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a white robe, and they were utterly amazed. He said to them, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Behold the place where you laid him. But go and tell his disciples and Peter, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him as he told you." The Gospel of the Lord. The usual order of the Mass is interrupted after the homily for the rites of Christian initiation in parishes where any adults have been preparing to come into full communion with the Church, baptism for those who have not been baptized, and confirmation for them and for any others who have previously been validly baptized are celebrated. And so resumes the Mass, with special prayers inserted during the Eucharistic prayer. Those newly received into the Church receive their first Eucharist along with the rest of the community in their new home. The whole Church is called to join at the sacrificial table that Christ prepared for us through his death and resurrection. The Mass ends with the joyful Easter season dismissal. The Mass is ended. Go in peace. Alleluia, alleluia. With the community responding, thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.